Facebook slaps down animal rescue charity while human trafficking, drugs run rampant on platform. By Lucas Nolan on February 21, 2022. Facebook has reportedly placed restrictions on the account of a UK dog rescue charity, severely hampering its ability to raise funds for the operation of the charity. Meanwhile, human trafficking and drug dealing run rampant on the platform around the world. BBC News reports that Hope Rescue, a dog rescue charity based in Wales, claims that Facebook placed restrictions on the charity's Facebook page, causing them to lose around £15,000, $20,412, in donations. The charity had recitations placed on its social media pages after it promoted a raffle that included alcohol as a prize. The raffles are legal by UK law and had been promoted on Facebook in the past without issue. Hope Rescue founder Vanessa Wadden told BBC Radio Wales that the charity had regularly included alcohol as a prize in its fundraising efforts without issue. Wadden claims that last month, out of the blue, the charity received a notice that it had violated Facebook's community guidelines. Wadden stated, "Our appeal didn't work, so we took down all the posts as requested. Then suddenly they took away our donation button and started restricting how many people could see our posts." Wadden stated that it was devastating to suddenly lose that, as the charity brought in an estimated £15,000, $20,412, in donations. She added that charities with bricks and mortar property, like the Hope Rescue Shop in Pontyclun, are allowed to use alcohol in their fundraisers according to Facebook's rules. But she said it's been impossible to contact anyone at Facebook about the issues. "We've literally done everything," she said. "We even had somebody in California go to the office for us, but we just keep getting automated messages." A Facebook spokesperson stated, "I can confirm we are investigating this." While Facebook is focusing on the possible charity raffle prize of alcohol being advertised on its platform, a member of the company's management team was recently caught attempting to meet with a 13-year-old boy for sex. Facebook, now called Meta, recently confirmed to Breitbart News that manager of global community development Jeremy Miles no longer works for the company after he was caught on camera allegedly attempting to meet with a 13-year-old for sex. A video of Miles published by the amateur pedophile hunters PCI Predator Catchers Indianapolis went viral across YouTube, Reddit, and other websites. The company has also failed to crack down on reports of human trafficking and drug dealing across its platform, but users can rest assured that there is no chance someone will win a bottle of wine in a UK charity raffle. Read more at BBC News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.